Yeah, I think people maybe short-sightedly forget, Rob, the amount of players that we actually kept at the end of last season. You know, we kept the core group, but it was 12 players in the main, if you like. The others, we moved on, either players that were naturally out of contract that have not played a major part, and the three or four players that were released at the end of the season who played a vital part, but we recognised that we needed something in addition to what they could give us. So the recruitment process has been well thought out, has been measured, and we're delighted to have done a little bit more business today.
Let's get a quick word on all of the signings then. We'll start with Richard Wood, very experienced Championship defender, and he knows the patch well, doesn't he? He's got connections to South Yorkshire.
Yeah, very much so, and I think Richard's family would have been talking a lot about Rotherham United, because the success story undoubtedly of South Yorkshire, or Yorkshire if you like, in football in terms in the last 2 years has been Rotherham United, and obviously he's kept an interest in that. I've watched the lad a number of times, both at Wednesday, also at Coventry of course, before he moved down to Charlton, and watched him a number of times at Charlton this season when I watched them play, and I always thought he was an experienced, accomplished, technically good, you know, brave defender, and he was something that we were looking for, and we're delighted he joined us.
Ryan Hall also has got some, you know, previous with this region. He's played for Sheffield United, he's played with Leeds as well, but he ended the season playing pretty well for the MK Dons, didn't he? How do you see him fitting into the equation?
Well, the one common factor is that Ryan Hall has a fantastic football ability, and it takes a really strong manager to get the best from Ryan Hall, and you don't give him an inch, never mind a yard or a mile. And he knows that. And he's got, you know, in football terms, he's now got nothing to prove. But in terms of how he gets ready and prepares for matches, he's got a lot to prove. And as I've documented and said, you know, if Ryan's not forcing himself into the team, then Ryan is living on very little. So we've gave him an incentive programme where he obviously has to be in the team and get in the team to be earning wages to pay his bills, etc. So he has that challenge. The one thing that he doesn't have to prove his ability to play at Championship level. You know, you've got a super club like Leeds United, you know, under Neil Warnock, went and paid a lot of money to take Ryan from Southend. And I think at that time, to be fair to Ryan Hall, he probably had the choice of every big club in the Championship who were trying to secure his services. And I think initially when he went to Leeds, he had the focus and he was at it. And then I think managers change and different things happen, and he lost his focus. We'll see if we can get that focus back, and that's his challenge.
Fraser Richardson has also signed, and I'll always say, Steve, that any time you can sign someone from Wickersley School, it's a good thing, because that's the school I went to. But what do you like about him?
Well, he's a player that's got every quality that you would try and sign it when you go up to the Championship. He's an experienced right-sided player. He can play right back, as you know. He can play right side of midfield in a four. He can even play right side of a three at the back, or he can play in a two at the back, so in terms of central defensively. So he's another player that can play in a number of positions for us, but he's got good experience. He's quick, he's strong, he's technically good, and he'll complement very much what we've already got.
And maybe the most interesting signing that you've made is Fabian Brandy, of course. It didn't work out for him at Sheffield United. He ended last year with Walsall, then he was recently released by the Blades. Why do you think, you know, this move is good for him? What do you see in Fabian Brandy?
Well, Fabian Brandy's not left Sheffield United because he's not an exceptional, gifted footballer, because he is. And they know that. He left because, obviously, he's had a disagreement with Nigel. And I respect that the managers who do that will move a player on. But the one thing that we've seen when the kids went to Walsall was his talent's been exuberant. When he first arrived at Bramall Lane, I think the Sheffield United fans, who I know well, would be the first to say in four of his five of his first opening games for them, I think he was man of the match every time he put the Blades shirt on. So we have an exceptional talent, and he's another one that we have to get focused to make sure he's focused on his football. And he knows he's another one that won't get an inch. And listen, he's well-educated as to what you'll get under me, but he's also well-educated to know that as a footballer, we love him and we love what we see when we watch him play.
Is his decision-making something that is a concern at all? Because he has shown that he's got talent, but he's also shown that, you know, he picks up the odd red card every now and again, which is completely avoidable. Is that something that you're going to have to manage?
Well, he won't be conducting himself like that under Steve Evans as a manager, that's for sure. And if he does, then he won't be at Rotherham United. You know, he's bought into what we spoke to him long and hard about. We were absolutely gobsmacked that the kid was available to come out for no transfer fee, given the ability he's got. But people make decisions, as we've all done as managers and staff, for different reasons. So he's a player that will come into a squad. He's got no mean task in terms of trying to get in the team. You know, he's trying to dislodge a likes of a Kieran Agog, a Ben Pringle, or, you know, a Matt Derbyshire. You know, he's trying to dislodge one of those guys. But the one thing that everyone in football would agree, very much like Ryan Hall, this kid is very, very talented. So let's see if we can get the best out of him. Because if we do, we've got one hell of a player in our team.
So four players have come in this week. You've been very busy over the summer to bring players in. Are you feeling good about the shape of your squad now as you prepare for the start of pre-season training? You know, how many more do you think you need to do? Do you think you've done most of your business now?
Yeah, it goes without saying we've done most of the business in terms of the quality and the numbers and experience. But we're still looking for a couple more. You know, we've got some offers on the table that are sitting with other clubs now, and we've been patient with them, as you'd expect us to be. We were patient with some others that we bid for that unfortunately we either couldn't get there for one reason or another. But we're delighted with what we've done. We're very positive. We're looking forward to life in the Championship, and maybe unlike others, my players have gone and achieved it, and others still have to do that.
How have you been able to sort of go out there and get these deals done? Because the message from a lot of other clubs, especially in this region, Steve, is that, you know, there's not an awful lot happening right now, that we're going to have to wait till later in the summer to get business done. How have Rotherham United been able to go out there and sign, I think it's almost as many as 10 players now. How have you been able to do that?
Well, through hard work, of course, and through the due diligence that we've done from January onwards. I don't think at any stage anyone will ever hear me have said from January gone till now that we wouldn't be in the Championship. I always believed we could fight for promotion. Of course, we had two plans, of course, whether we were in League One or the Championship, but the targeted list, with the odd exception, we had all the way through February, March, April, through the playoffs. So we were working in some of these players that have joined us as far back as February, March. So that's why we've probably had a head start, because the bottom line is, if you don't plan ahead, and you'll fail. And we've been planning for some time, and our planning will continue as we get ready for Derby County.
One player who always comes up, Steve, when we speak to the fans, is James Tavernier, and he's been, you know, reports are suggesting he's been talking to Wigan. Is that one gone now?
Yes, it's gone for us. There's no hidden secret that we had a fee agreed with Newcastle United for James, but personal terms took it beyond us, and it's not a case of not affording it at Rotherham United. Under our chairman, we can afford to do what the chairman wants to do. It's not about money, it's about value for money. It's about making sure we have comparity in our dressing room. It's about making sure that people are all happy with each other, and James Tavernier is a terrific lad. You know, I mean, he's been sensational for Rotherham United, but you know, when he lines up for Rotherham United, for Wigan Athletic, sorry, next season, then we'll wish the kid every success. He's been terrific, and if he goes and earns the type of monies that we understand he's going to be earning, then we wish him all the best.
And what about the guys who were out of contract? We knew that Mark Bradley had, you know, had almost or had agreed to stay at the club. What about Kerry Arneson? Is he agreed as well yet or not?
Oh, they're all done. Kerry signed for two more years. Mark Bradley signed a year. We're all done and good to go. Obviously, Mark won't be back fully fit, I would think, to the back end of September, October. You know, the players report back on Monday, and Carey, of course, has been given an additional week because he's been involved in international games with Iceland up until the 9th or 10th of June. So everything's good to go. All the players that we wanted to keep from last season, we've kept. We've had offers for different players in the current squad that we've declined and will continue to decline, because as we made clear as we came out of Wembley, or even entering Wembley, is that, you know, we're not a selling club, and our players are not for sale. We're trying to continue the progress that we've had in the last two seasons, and we want to make sure that we're an established Championship club come this time next year, and that's the first task.